This episode of Voices of the Elephant is brought to you by EngineYard, the leading platform as a service. Our Orchestra PHP platform is the easiest way for you to deploy scalable PHP apps in the cloud. And we love the PHP community.
Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, we're here today, and my special guest today is Lonnie Brown. Say hello to everybody, Lonnie.
Hey, everybody.
Now, Lonnie, you are a recruiter. Please hold your booze until afterwards, people. You are a recruiter with the Jacob Group, is that correct?
That is correct.
And you're based out of?
Dallas, Texas.
But I know for a fact you work all over the place because you recruit people from all over and put them in jobs all over.
Correct. Mainly nationally here in the U.S., but I do a little bit of international work across the pond.
Awesome. Okay. You are one of two recruiters that I will actually talk to and return phone calls. The other one, of course, being Scott Brown of Vaco there in Nashville, Tennessee. But I really only talk to Scott because he buys me lunch. So, no. No, it's not kidding. I'm just kidding, Scott. Okay, Lonnie, you're at your very first PHP conference. What's your impression of the community?
That's a great question, Cal. I'm actually really blown away, even more so meeting everybody in person and actually being here and seeing how energized everyone is and how passionate they are about what they do. I feel privileged to be here amongst such a great group of talent. I mean, it's really awe-inspiring. I've been in technology for over 15 years, and I've worked in a lot of different disciplines, from hardware to all different types and levels of software, and I've never seen anything like the PHP community has. It's just a great group of technologists at all different levels that are all very passionate about developing great software and helping each other in any way that they can, and it's amazing. Never seen anything like it.
And you keyed in on something that a lot of people don't notice until they've been part of the community for a bit, is we do really enjoy helping each other. You know, as much as Chris Hart just and I pick on each other on Twitter and stuff like that, you know, if I've got a problem and it's a testing problem, I know I can go to Chris, ask a question. Chris is going to help me. Matter of fact, you recently placed Chris at Kaplan, and I had been talking about you and tweeting about you and stuff like that. And Chris wrote me, or he tweeted to me and says, "Can you introduce me?" You know, and I said, happy to, you know, because it's going to help him and it's going to help you. And it worked out great for everybody. So, we enjoy helping each other, and that's one of the things I love about this community. Let's take a pause right here. I need to thank our sponsor, EngineYard, and their PHP product orchestra. I know most of the orchestra team. You guys are awesome. Thank y'all for your support on this podcast. We really appreciate it. Okay, number two, and I've been asked this question a couple times this week, mainly in private conversations, stuff like that. But as a recruiter, I want to get your point of view on this. What's the PHP job market look like these days?
I would say, from what I'm seeing out there, I would easily say there's three or four jobs for every PHP developer.
Wow, that's awesome.
I don't run across a company that isn't looking for developers. Whether or not they're willing to pay a fee and work with me is a whole different story. And I certainly understand. You know, if you can find somebody on your own, that's great. But I would say the demand is huge. And the folks that I am working with, I would say on average right now, folks are talking to four or five companies at a time, and they're able to make a decision between two or three different offers, which is optimal, I think, from an employee standpoint. That that's the kind of situation you want to be in.
Absolutely. And I know in even in some of the cases where you've been working with friends of mine, that they've been talking to other companies, or you've had them talk to two or three companies, and they've all come back to me and says, you know, I've got my pick of the jobs, you know, and you're right. That's a great place for developers to be. And I'm glad to hear that, because from I know what I see, but I'm glad to hear from your side of the table that you're seeing the same thing. And having been a hiring manager and having used done it myself and used recruiters, I can tell you that if I find a good recruiter, somebody like you that understands what I'm looking for, the fee is well worth the money. You know, and I've worked with recruiters that, you know, I could have done what they did. And those are the times when I end up going to Craigslist and just doing what they did. But, you know, guys like you and guys like Scott really give the industry a good name. And one of the things I like about working with you is you're actually hanging out in the IRC with us. You're here at the conference with us. I see you tweeting and participating in conversations. You've actually kind of gotten involved in the community, and to the point where you guys are a platinum sponsor for Lone Star this year.
That's correct, actually. We're really excited about being a part of that. And after being here at Tech, I'm really looking forward to it, and I can't wait to, you know, continue that involvement and hopefully sponsor some additional, you know, stuff as time goes on. And I'm actually, you know, brainstorming about more ways that I can help the community, because, you know, again, the passion you guys have and just the enthusiasm, it's really contagious. And, you know, I don't develop code right now yet, but who knows? it's just infectious, and I'm so happy to be a part of it, and I wanted to thank you definitely for, you know, being one of the people who was pretty instrumental in kind of inviting me into the community.
Certainly welcome. And again, I always make the joke that, you know, there's only two recruiters, but I am serious. I rarely talk to recruiters because they usually don't show the integrity and the knowledge that somebody like you or Scott would show. And it's your commitment to the community that really caught my eye, because I mean, I remember our first couple of email conversations, they were, you know, I was very curt and I was like, you know, I'm really not interested in this. And you not only persisted, but you actually showed interest, you know, and it was obvious that you had not just gone out to Google and typed PHP and developer and, you know, just started shotgunning people. I think you had actually read my resume instead of the, you know, 100 a year I get, oh, I read your resume and looks like you'd be a great Java developer. You know, that's a facepalm, by the way, people, if you hear that. I do appreciate you, you know, your persistence, but your participation in the community. That's really what struck me about you and seeing you hang out in IRC with us and all this kind of stuff. So let's go on to question number three. And, you know, I talk an awful lot about telecommuting, and you and I have had this conversation several times. But tell me, not just telecommuting good, telecommuting bad, why do some clients glom onto it or get it as I see it, and why do some clients just not seem to understand or not want to deal with it?
I think there's a number of reasons, and some I think companies will come out and say, and some I don't think that they'll actually come out and say.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think it depends a lot on the size of the organization, I think, as well. So here's a few reasons I think why some companies do not do telecommuting. A, I think it's a trust factor. Based on their current employees, they just have not had the experience with PHP developers, perhaps in the community, versus the folks that are just kind of going in and banging out their code 8 to 5, because those folks actually do exist in PHP, believe it or not.
Oh, yeah.
They're not here at this conference, but but they do exist. And so I think it's just basically a perception that, you know, and not having dealt with people who are really passionate about their work, is just a trust issue, whether or not, you know, somebody is actually going to be, you know, putting in their 8 hours or whatever it is, or getting the work done.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, it can be a trust issue. B, I think there's companies that just haven't had any experience with it. So they just have a conceptual, lack of knowledge of how to structure that and can it be successful. So just a little bit of a fear in not having everybody in the same room at the same time, mm-hmm. and they question whether or not a team that is geographically dispersed can be as productive as a team can be in person. So I think that
I can see that, yeah.
I think that's one that comes up quite a bit. I had a third point, but I think I lost it.
Well, think about it while I say this. Chris Hartges, who runs around here and talks an awful lot, he and I have had several conversations. Matter of fact, we recorded an episode, which should have already been released, about this, where several of us were telecommuting. We talked about this, and you bring up the trust factor, and you know, he made comments similar to that. He says, you know, yes, they have to trust you, but it is your job to make sure that you are trustworthy. You got to show that you're working. You can't look like you're slacking. And I did a talk, Open Teams, a couple of years ago, where one of the things that I talked about was telecommuting, and I said it is the developer's responsibility that for management's perception that they are working, okay? You've got to make sure you go overboard to make sure that they know you're working, and that'll build that trust.
Absolutely. And, you know, and again, I think it's comes back a lot to the folks that companies, you know, have experience with, who their current development team is. Because if they've got folks who are in the community that are very passionate about what they do, there's not going to be any question in their head that, you know, they're working while they're at work, and they're going to know that these guys are working off hours, mm-hmm. you know, doing stuff and on weekends and things like that. And it's not really going to matter whether or not they're in the office, in their house, or on the beach in Aruba. Yeah. These guys are going to put it in the code, and they're going to deliver it.
You say on the beach in Aruba, that reminds me, my friend Luke Stokes, who's one of the co-founders of FoxyCard.com, is about to take his entire family to Costa Rica for 2 months. And nice. He's talked with his partner and all of their employees, and basically he's got Wi-Fi, he's going to adjust his schedule so he's got time to surf, he's got time to play with the kids, but he has responsibilities, he understands that, so he's scheduled his day so that everything gets done. And, you know, it's one of those situations, as long as the work gets done, you know, and he's there for the meetings and stuff like that, as long as you're connected, that's a great organization because they've got one employee that is, I believe in Australia, and Luke, feel free to correct me if I get any of this wrong, that is about to take his family on a tour. And basically they've got a motorhome and they pack up and they'll drive, and then he'll camp for a little bit, and he'll get work done over the Wi-Fi. They'll go look around, you know, do sightseeing and stuff like that. Head on to the next thing. As long as you're connected and you get your work done, and you've got you're making your meetings and everything, where you do it is getting less and less important. You know,
it really is. I'll throw a bone out to. Maybe some of the companies that are against telecommuting, mm-hmm. one of the good reasons you may not realize for having folks to work remote is that headhunters like me have a lot harder time of getting them on the telephone because there's no number. A company's not going to give out their, you know, their number at the house usually. Mm-hmm. So there's an extra bonus and an added incentive. Going back to one of the things you mentioned earlier, as far as the, you know, it's the developer's responsibility to stay in communication and even maybe over-communicate initially to build that trust. That's really important. And I've worked with a few clients who have not had remote folks, and we made sure that in the initial person that was gonna, you know, kind of blaze the trail, that they were, you know, mature enough to handle it, mm-hmm. you know, and I even told them, hey, there's a lot of responsibility on your shoulder. You're either gonna open the doors for people coming behind you to work remote, or you're gonna close the door forever, and these guys will never let anyone work remote. So, you know, just letting them know, hey, you have a lot of responsibility.
And I'll give you that. Telecommuting is not for everyone. Not everyone's cut out for it. Not everyone has the discipline to sit down every morning and do this stuff and focus. I'm now at work. And for those that either can't do it or don't want to do it, I'm all for it. You know, if you want to go in an office, that's fine. You know, what I'm encouraging companies to do and trying to help companies get started is if you are looking for a certain specific talent, look wide area, don't look in your geographical area, and don't move people there, don't rip families up and move them there just because you need to see them in the office. And I'm seeing more and more companies accept this. In London with the Olympics, they're encouraging everybody to telecommute for a week. The U.S. government is considering telecommuting, having a one-day-a-week plan for a lot of their knowledge workers and stuff like that. You know, it is starting to catch on. I'm glad to see this. And I know you work a lot. Well, you've placed several of my friends that are in telecommute positions. And, yeah, that means time on site, but that also means time back home with their family. And that's really important.
Absolutely. I think, at the end of the day, I think that it's a real win-win for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
From the company standpoint and, you know, opening up the geography, it's going to give you access to a better pool of talent. And even in a lot of cases, especially if we're talking about companies headquartered in major cities, they're going to save a lot of money on salary because you can pick up great talent in smaller cities. And you're not going to have to, you know, pay quite as much as you would if you had to bring them into San Francisco, for instance. And then I think you save a lot of money infrastructure-wise. I mean, in the last 5-6 years, I've seen a lot of companies just pretty much do away with, you know, all the office space that they had for, you know, permanent employees, and they would go down to about a quarter of that size, and it would just be kind of floating open desks. You know, if you wanted to stop by the office and do some work there, there's space for that.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, you know, they're you know, moving everybody to full-time remote.
Yeah.
And I think it's great for the people as well, because, you know, instead of an hour commute to work each way, you know, those 2 hours are either being spent making additional work product or with your family or you know, whatever it is. But
investing in work-life balance.
Absolutely.
Of course, you know, I thank God for commutes because, you know, otherwise people don't listen to podcasts. But no, I'm trying to cut those out totally. Well, my business partner, Keith Casey, runs a co-working space in Austin, Hub Austin, and they do that for some companies. They've got companies that, you know, if you want a desk, you can go there. We've got you covered. You know, otherwise, work from home. And yeah, and I've seen a lot of Mojo Live. You've got the Mojo Live t-shirt on. We have to mention Mojo Live. Mojo Live is a total virtual company, like Blue Parabola. You know, they are all spread out. You know, they're to that point where they're like, we just don't see the need right now. Maybe it'll come eventually, but right now there's just no need to invest in office space infrastructure and all that for what we do. I appreciate that. Okay, well, we need to wrap this up. Lonnie, I want to thank you and say to everybody listening, if you are looking for a job or you're considering looking around, you could do a lot worse than talking to Lonnie. So you might want to, I've linked to his Twitter account. You might want to ping him or drop him an email and start a conversation with him. He's a nice guy, if nothing else. But if you're looking around, he's doing very good things for the PHP community. Lonnie, thank you for everything that you are doing for us. Thank you for becoming a part of the PHP community, and thank you for coming to Tech. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Cal. It's been a blast. I'm looking forward to working with you folks for a lot of years to come.
Awesome. Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled E-L-E-P-H-P-A-N-T.
Engine Yard is a proud supporter of the Voices of the Elephant podcast. We're a leader in cloud-based platform as a service, and you may have heard of our Orchestra PHP platform, which is designed to let you focus on writing awesome PHP apps. Basically, we save you time and money and keep your app up and running for you. For more information, you can hang out with us on IRC at Pound Orchestra on Freenode, or for more information, you can also go to our website at engineyard.com/products/orchestra.